anecdotally, I will tell you that it is pretty impossible to play ukulele and not smile.
Joe Lamond is president of the National Association of Music Merchants, which tracks musical instrument sales trends. He says sales of ukuleles doubled during the recession. At the Penny Lane Music Emporium in Fort Lauderdale, about 20 people of all ages stand or sit in a circle, strumming ukuleles. Each of them has one eye on the sheet music, the other on their host, Ty Olupai.
Beginners, when they pick it up, they learn music in like a minute, and it's very powerful. It's not just a toy anymore.
Olupai is the founder of the Florida Ukulele Network, or FUN for short. Its original six members used to play together at Olupai's local Starbucks until the group outgrew the space. The network now boasts about 500 members. Up in Delray Beach, Tavit Smith and his wife Lynn recently began hosting a similar ukulele jam. The first month, about 50 people signed up.
It's just a fun instrument. It's easy to play, it's easy to transport, and you can play any genre of music.
The ukulele had really never been taken all that seriously. How could it be, when the performer most closely associated with it was the unabashedly strange Tiny Tim in the 1960s?
Tiptoe through the window.
But with artists like Eddie Vedder, Taylor Swift, and Bruno Mars playing the uke, the instrument has a new following now. Many beginners say they were inspired to take up the instrument after they heard this for the first time. Ukulele player Jake Shimabukuro was largely unknown until 2006, when a YouTube video of him playing George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps went viral. It garnered 12 million views, made Shimabukuro an overnight sensation, and earned the humble uke some hard-won respect. Penny Lane Music Emporium owner Armando Zupa said he noticed ukuleles started flying off the shelves about 4 years ago.
America was going through a recession. People couldn't afford, you know, expensive guitars. But the ukulele, all of a sudden, was small, was portable, and it was affordable.
And music stores across the country say ukulele sales are fueling a market for other stringed instruments, including acoustic guitars, mandolins, and even banjos. Fort Lauderdale marketing executive Laura Steritis already had a guitar, but she never really bonded with it the way she has with her ukulele. And although the instrument evokes images of the swaying palm trees and beaches of Hawaii, when Steritis plays the uke, she hears South Florida.
You know, on the surface, it looks easy, breezy, sunny, and you know, fun. But if you get into it, you see the complexity, you see the diversity, and you fall in love.
For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DiMattei.